Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa, Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our happy Hump Day Live studio audience have their common sense caps on and are still flying high from this weekend's Patriotic Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, hosted by our partner, Clay Clark. He's on episode 126. Great episode. Must listen, too. It's Take Action April, so please put on your common sense cap for at least an hour. Rip off those dirty masks that don't work, people. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. And let's make some magic, people. Today's topic on episode 201, caregivers, spirituality, transformation, take action, and mom connections. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Miss Betsy Ortzel, my Jersey girl, she's picking up the pieces after caregiving. Mikaela Cox, my heartfelt meditations. Preston Weeks, personal transformational power mixed with scientific information. Myself, I'm going to talk about taking action to reopen America, save the country, and yourself. And Amelia Morimar, the number one community for moms who are healing themselves and raising children. Visit Everything Home at resourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with Everything Home, resourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Patriots! Breaking news, number one, the infamous Anarchy Arizona audit of the 2020 election begins tomorrow in Maricopa, Corruption County. 1.5 days of training, and then they're ready to rumble. The 5 Board of Supervisors wouldn't allow the audit to be performed in the tabulation center, you know, the scene of the crime, which, ironically, you and I pay for with our tax dollars. 4 of them are registered fake Republicans and have fought hard to prevent the audit. You think they have anything to hide? And what you need to know, our corrupt Governor Doug Ducey would not dispatch the DPS or the National Guard to provide security and protection for the audit and the brave Americans performing it. Yet once again, the private citizens, we the people, had to step up to the plate, raise money, and provide essential services our government should and which we are already paying taxes for. So thank you, Guardian Defense Fund, for being a true leader and coordinating the private security. And well, Doug Ducey, you're a compromised coward. And if anyone wants to tell him how they feel, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Take Action tab. You'll see the special Arizona section with AZ elected officials info, has all their contact information, and of course the AZ recalls. So send them an email, give them a call, sign the petitions for him and the other 4 traitors on the Board of Supervisors to have them recalled and removed from office. Bye-bye, losers who hate Arizona freedom and America. Bye-bye. Number 2, Charlene Bollinger with truthaboutcancer.com is releasing their new 9-episode docu-series today, Quest for the Cure's final chapter. Cancer is not a death sentence. There's always hope. You can watch the series and learn the truth I'm adding their banner and link to our must-watch videos on the Take Action tab. And don't forget, she's coming on the show, and we're doing a very special cancer segment next month. That's going to be a big emotional one for me. You know how that was. Give you a little overview of what to expect on Monday. Couldn't keep my composure. Speaking of composure, Betsy, better behave yourself today. There's no crying in podcasts, no crying in talk radio shows. Amelia did the same thing to me when she was on last time, so I have a feeling this is going to be one heck of a whopper episode, so people grab your tissues. Grab your tissues. All right, I've got some other breaking news, but I'm going to save it for later when I do my segment about Take Action. Today's topic's on episode 201, Caregiver Spirituality Transformation, Take Action, Mom Connections. It's April 21st, day 401 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct. You heard me. Day 401 of 15 days to slow the spread. It may seem like there's a lot of doom and gloom out there, but the truth is being revealed, people, in every category. All of the evil elected elites and the 11 bigs are showing their true colors and agenda. We, the people, are finally seeing everything clearly. So it's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick, and they're a symbolism of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action. And reopen America 100%.
I can see clearly now the rainbow. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshine. Gonna be a bright sunshine day. Everything's home.
We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Today's topic's on episode 201, Caregiver Spirituality Transformation, Take Action, and Mom Connection. First up, Miss Betsy Wurzel, my Jersey girl. She's host of the Chatting with Betsy podcast. She's helping caregivers by education, inspiration, and advocating. Today, she's going to talk a little bit about after caregiving. Audience, give her a really big Jersey round of applause. Betsy, how are you today?
Hi, Michelle. I'm great. How are you doing? And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm fired up, my friend. I'm fired up. Fired up. Sick and tired.
Me too.
And I'm fired up.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
I just love your show. I really do.
And I love when you say that. Just say it one more time. What did you say? Just one more time. I'll give you an extra minute if you say it one more time.
I love your show, Michelle, and I am not taking the vaccination. I refuse.
Good. Well, first of all, let's make it clear for the audience. It's not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine, but a biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, people, dead babies in your arm. Do you want dead babies in your arm? And they can remote control your DNA and change it from their computers. And I'm not kidding. This is not an exaggeration. It's actually on the websites from Moderna and Pfizer. So with that being said, let's jump into care. I just want to be clear. You have to understand this is what everyone has kind of seen with the revealing of 2020. You know, it's the year they put they forced us to put our masks on, but all of these elected elites and the false authorities, the 11 bigs, they ripped their masks off and said things that you couldn't believe they actually said. You go, do they realize they're on camera? Do they realize that that's a hot mic? Like, they don't care. They're emboldened. They're literally lost their mind. They think that they have complete control and we're just a bunch of idiots and peons, which sometimes we do act like it. So I get where that's coming from. But now we can see everything. It's very clear. So we have to be careful with our language because they love to manipulate the words. So all of a sudden you think that it means, you've always thought for, 40, 50 years it meant this. No. Today we've changed the meaning. So we're just trying to trick you. So you've got to be very clear with the words that we're using because they love trickery. They're just trying to confuse everybody. So they say it's a vaccine, but it's not. It's not a vaccine. Not the definition of a vaccine, but they'll call it a vaccine. That's all I'm saying. We got to pay attention. They're very sneaky, Betsy. They're very, very
That's
sneaky.
Right.
And your governor is a disaster. He's a disaster. He's a very, very bad man, Betsy.
Yes, yes. And I have to say this, Michelle, because I know you would appreciate this. I almost got kicked out of a movie theater for coughing. And I refused to leave.
Man.
The guy was going to give me 4 free passes. I said, no, I don't have COVID. I have asthma. I've had this.
Oh, my God. Isn't it gotten that insane because you actually cough or you have a dry throat or you have asthma and they're trying to escort you out because they're afraid of this oh-so-deadly disease that could live on your shoe for 6 months that is so deadly. But you don't even know you have it until you get a test to tell you you have it. Well, I can tell you right there, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard on the planet. I don't care if you just showed up yesterday, if somebody told you that this thing is so bad, so deadly, but you have to get a test to tell you you have it because you don't have any symptoms. Common sense caps, guys. Does that make any sense to you, Betsy? No.
No, it does not.
That's probably one of the dumbest things that they've come up with, but We bought into it. We bought into it. All right, 12:11. Let's start your clock now. Let's start your clock now, and let's talk caregiving. I kind of jumped in a little premature patriotic soapbox there because you riled me up. You said that key word. You said that key word. You got me off.
Yes. Well, I'm fired up too, Michelle. What I'm going to talk about on this segment is children and caregiving. I can't remember if I did it before, but I want to give some advice. But I want to say that my son was 15 when we moved in with my mother-in-law, who had Alzheimer's, but we didn't know it at the time that we moved in. And Josh was 25 when his father was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
We can teach. Yeah, he's been through a lot. Plus, my father had Alzheimer's. Unbelievable. But
yeah,
we can teach our children such valuable life lessons. We are their role models. You don't have to be perfect. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect, but we can teach our children empathy and compassion so they could show unconditional love to someone who can't pay back them doing them a favor. They know not to expect anything in return. You're doing it out of love. Or we could tell our children to be bitter and life's not fair. But I chose to rise above, teach my child compassion and empathy. And I also want to encourage people, let your children, no matter what their age, vent and come to you about how they feel about caregiving. Because if we shut down communication, Michelle, our children are going to go out to the street. They're going to go to their friends. They're not going to get good advice. They're going to go start taking drugs, drink alcohol, and get into trouble. Do not shut down that communication. I have open communication with my son. He knew he could come to me and say, you know what? I don't like Alzheimer's. I don't like changing dad's diaper. And I'd say, okay, Josh, I don't like Alzheimer's either. And I don't like changing your father's diaper either. But we do it because we love your dad. And it's okay. When my son was grieving the loss of his father, you have to let your children grieve. Please, people, do not tell your children, you shouldn't tell anybody, to be strong when they just lost somebody. Because we all have our point. And why is it considered a weakness to be crying, man or a woman? I let my son grieve. He had to go through the grieving process himself, but he knew that he could talk to me and tell me how he felt. We cried together. We laughed together. And I just want to encourage people to have a great relationship with your children. Keep those lines open. Take your child to therapy if they need it for counseling. There is nothing wrong with that. And
yeah,
that's
just
what I wanted
wrong
to
with-
Sorry.
Nothing wrong with crying. I'm crying right now. It's okay. So you can be fired up. You can be angry about what's going on in the world in general. You can be about taking action and sticking up for the truth and freedom and patriots in this country. And then somebody like Betsy could say 2 things and you could still cry and it's okay. So crying is okay.
That's
but
right.
Yeah. I lasted about 2 minutes, Betsy, so thank you.
Yeah, that's you're welcome. I cry too, Michelle. That's okay. People don't realize, the two shortest words of the New Testament is Jesus cried. So if Jesus could cry, why can't we as human beings cry? Why are we ashamed of crying? And I think we need to teach our children, especially boys, to express their emotions in a positive way. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. Just be do it in a positive way and not destructive. And when they can't release their anger or their frustration, yes, they're going to be negative, and it's going to have negative reactions. Now, I'm no therapist by any means. I've gone to therapy. I still do go for counseling. But we need to teach our children it's okay to grieve. And that's a whole nother subject, Michelle, because, grieving and talking about death and dying is so-called taboo, but not with me. It is not. Nor is the subject of caregiving and talking about our children's feelings, because I said this so often, our children are the hidden casualties of this war on any dementia. And they don't have to be if we are honest with them and they can come to us and share how they feel.
Yeah, open lines of communication are key at any age, whether it's the child or it's siblings, or if you're young or if you're older, or it doesn't really matter. I mean, the whole point is you've got to be supportive of one another, keep that in mind. And even though it's frustrating and everybody's angry and everybody's upset, you have to kind of put that to the side and be strong and support one another. And of course the person. But what I did like that you mentioned, I got another minute left, is the responsibility angle of it. And I think that's really important. You have that personal responsibility, step up to like man up, to woman up, and do those things for that person, because that's not only do you love them and they're your a family member or friend or whatever, but that's your obligation. Like your human obligation is to do that sacrifice, put yourself in second position and take care of that person. Anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Betsy.
Thank you, Michelle.
One of these days, we're going to have you come on and talk about something not caregiving. Can we do that? Can we do that?
Sure.
Can we have you come do a non-caregiving segment?
I sure can. You let me know what you like for me to talk about. I just have to say, too, Michelle, that my son has special needs, and he understood more about Alzheimer's. He was more compassionate. He even was more patient than me at times. He was wonderful. Wow. Josh was wonderful with his dad.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. That's a lot for you. And all the family members, the mom, the dad. Oh, my goodness, Betsy. See, these Jersey girls, they breed them strong, people. They breed them strong. Look at her. She's still standing. She's still standing. Give your website and plug your podcast, would you? And then I got a bump.
Sure. My podcast is Chatting with Betsy on all major podcast outlets. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I feel a little lighter. I shed some water, some tears. So thanks, Betsy. As always, my friend, I appreciate you. You're a fabulous partner. You become a good friend. And thank you so much for what you do. And we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. Sure.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Michelle.
You are welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ay, 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 Betsy makes me cry all the time. All right, let's see what we've got going on next. I am going to jump right to my next guest, Mikaela Cox. She's the author and creator of My Heartfelt Meditations, writings about her journey as a mother, her faith, and the American journey of We the People. You know, we love We the People on our platform. Audience, big round of applause, please. Mikaela, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you? Always nice to talk to you. I always learn something new on your show.
What did you learn today? What did you learn today?
Just different things. Y'all were talking about something, and the mom connect thing I would love to hear about, because I do I do write on parenting and motherhood as well, and your first guest was phenomenal about, I agree with her about a lot of self-care, and it's important to grieve. I've walked the grief journey, and my children are now 7 and 10, but at the time that we started our grief journey, they were 3 and 6, not the youngest in life, but definitely not the oldest either to have to go through that journey. So,
no, it's hard. It doesn't matter what age that you go through.
Yeah.
And I think, to be honest, the older you get, the harder it is. Even though we're supposed to be adults and have composure and whatever you want to call it, you know the person longer, you're closer. Little kids can recoup a lot sooner because, you know, they're young. The older you are, the more difficult it is. But you should listen to Amelia Moore Mars. Her segment she did last month was unbelievable. So when she comes, if you hang on, you can hang in the queue if you want, and you can listen to her. She's pretty powerful lady. So you're going to enjoy that segment when she comes up. She's going to bring up the rear today on the show, bring up the rear. So, all right. Last time we were talking a little bit about spirituality. We were talking about some meditations. So I was thinking today, unless you've got something special in the bag of tricks, maybe a little we the people.
No, I'm an open book. I can talk about any of it. So you tell me.
All right. Yeah. I was thinking a little spirituality, a little we the people.
Yeah.
A lot going on with We the People, the American Journey here, that we're sliding sliding down the hill. I said we're two bills and an executive order away from communism. So we gotta bond together and get this sucker moving.
And I heard New York's trying to pass a bill right now that because the illegal immigrants weren't here for the stimulus check, they want to give them 15 grand a each. I'm like going, oh, my God.
Well, they already passed
but,
it,
you know,
Mayor. They already passed it.
Oh, they passed it?
It's been passed.
I didn't know it had passed.
Yeah, it's passed. It's $2.1 billion going to illegal aliens, and they all get $15,600. And the amount of the money that is going to small business owners is only $1 billion. $1 billion.
And
so
just
to clear,
I know,
clear that
bank
up.
And as far as my bank account is concerned, I didn't get that. And I guarantee you people who actually fight. Oh, I know I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't want it.
You're not going to get
but
it.
But it's just like we don't even take care of our own. And I guarantee you we don't take care of our American soldiers like that who actually fight for this country, for them to have a country come to. Don't even get me started on that one.
Well, in New York City, there's 1,200. That they, the last statistic that I saw, there was 1,200 homeless veterans. They're not eligible for the $15,600 that the illegal aliens are getting. So the homeless veterans in New York are not getting any of that money. So since you did bring up the homeless or the veterans and the soldiers, so there's some more information for people to chew on today. Chew on.
Because my husband who passed away, he served this country. So it's a little bit of a annoyance for me, so whatever.
Oh, well then let me anger you a little bit more. Let me anger you a little bit more. So remember the National Guard, they were sleeping on the parking floor in Washington D.C.
mm-hmm.
when they were guarding things for no reason because you know there's fake reasons to put up fencing and spend I think it was like $300 or $500 million to do all that. They're actually putting all of the illegal aliens in hotels and feeding them, and it costs.
That's what I heard.
There's 86 million is what they started with, but it's turning now. 86 million just for the hotels. Okay, 86 million just for hotels. Yeah. While your soldiers that fought for your country and your freedom are sleeping on the floor. Then, of course, in order to give them clothing and food and all that, it's about $50 million a week right now. But, of course, it's growing as the swarms of bodies are just coming over the border with welcome arms.
Yep.
So, let's do a little spirituality. What do you got in the bag of tricks for that?
Well, the book I wrote in June of 2020 was my first one in that series on called Scripture, Spirituality in Our Culture Today, and where I take different food for thoughts of things I observe or reflect on and think would be good dialogue conversation starters. And I'm currently started writing the second one in that series, The Ripple Effect. So
give me something enlightening from either one that people can right now have as either inspiration or something that they could use as soon as they listen to the show to make their life a little bit better.
I think faith and religion and scripture and spirituality is always relevant, but with the times that we've been coming through, especially with the pandemic and all the ripple effects, speaking of the repercussions of that, I think it becomes more important than not, and knowing what your truth is and where you stand and how to apply it in world circumstances and our culture and how your beliefs
stack
up.
Do you have a favorite passage in the Bible, a favorite scripture that you like to reflect on that people can read and maybe implement into their daily routine?
There's a lot of them, but I think the one out of Joshua about having courage and taking courage is needed these days. We're going through a lot of trying situations as a culture, especially as our nation, and it's going to take courage to keep fighting the battle and ensuring that our country isn't stolen from us. We can't
that's a good
fight.
One. Do you know which one it is in Joshua? I mean, it's a pretty
thick
book.
I think it's Joshua 1:9 or 1:8, I believe. I could pull it up. Hold on.
1:9, 1:8. Okay. I will check out. I will check out both of those. And do you have another one too? I just want people to have a good takeaway spiritually today.
You can always go back to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's always a good standby.
Philippians 4:13. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That is good for today. That's enough. Can't overload people. You can't give them too many because then they'll go, that's too much. That's too much. I had to spend 5 minutes. No. I need to go back to my phone. I need to look on Facebook to see what somebody had for lunch. No. I can't better myself. I need to jump back into social media.
Yep. The one in Joshua is in fact chapter 1, verse 9.
About courage. I do like the courage because, you know, courage is contagious. So is conviction and common sense.
Yes.
When we all put our common sense caps on. So it is contagious, people. So jump on that train. All right. We're at 12:27. I am on track. I'm on track. Mikaela, give your website and plug anything that you need to so I can bump to Mr. Preston.
MyHeartFeltMeditations.com. All my books are on there and I'm on Amazon.
All right,
and
simple
as
enough.
You mentioned, the last one was We the People that just came out in March. So go check it out.
All right. Thank you, my dear. Jump on the calendar for May.
Thank you.
Can you believe it? It's already May.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you next month.
I know.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So we were on track. I'm just going to take a minute or so and give you some information. Keep in mind that all of the partners' information, their websites, even the shows that they have on their own are all listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you go to the Partners and Patriots tab, the Take Action tab, all of the different pages in the website connect together. They connect to the Reopen America Resource Center and all the different tabs. So that way you'll be able to find everything that you need. So if you go to either of those tabs, you'll see the Purpose Driven Partner segment, and that will have all of these shows. You just click either their name or their company name. It'll get you to their website. You can obviously then listen to any of these episodes. We've got 133 partners on the platform, 297 live segments of this show with the five guests, 7-minute segments that we started back in November. So make sure that you could pick any topics. I mean, you've got everything that you could possibly manage and imagine to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. And as far as people's shows, if they have their own show, if you go to either of those tabs, Take Action tab, Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see the page that says must listen to podcasts, talk radio shows, live streams, and TV shows. Everybody's on there. I'll talk a little bit more during this, my segment with that. And, as far as rating, review, and subscribing to the show, that would be awesome if you guys can do that. So you can always catch us on demand. We're on all the major listening platforms. Now, if you look at the homepage, you'll see every single link there on all the major listening platforms. So you can always subscribe. Below that is a graphic that says rate and review. If you can rate and review the show, that would be awesome because we're being censored on Apple Podcasts, which is really kind of like one of the major platforms. And they've wiped out 1/3 of our reviews just for no reason. And they're older reviews, so it's not like it's new. It's not like I paid for them to have them on there. They're actually real. They don't like that. They don't like us. What are you going to do? They don't like what I say. They don't like what I say. They don't like that I love God and I love country and I love my patriots and I love the people just trying to help. They don't like that. They like the CCP. They like the China. They like the bad, bad communist country and all of our evil elected elites. If you want to follow us on social media, we're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and Rumble. You know, I love the Rumble. We're going to be jumping on Gab pretty heavily. And then, of course, Mike Lindell's new platform, Frank Speech, which I'm going to talk about during my segment here next. So there's a big tab that says links and social media. So you can do that. Like, follow, comment, share, join our newsletter to avoid the sponsorship or censorship. Yes, censorship. So make sure you do that. It's 12:30. Oops, I got to bring on Mr. Preston Weeks. I will share more with you during my segment. And then, of course, after the show at the 1 o'clock hour when I fly solo in the patriotic soapbox tractor trailer that's running across the country. All right, let's bring on my buddy, Preston Weeks. Where is my intro? Preston Weeks, he is the co-founder of Formula EQ, which is all about personal transformational power mixed with scientific information to create the most impactful life training ever designed. Audience, big round of applause for Preston Weeks. Preston,
hello.
I feel like I just saw you.
Hey, I know. We just saw each other. It was so great to see you, and it's so great to talk to you today. It's great to be here, and I just want to, I want to add in to, I love, everything that you're saying and everything that everyone's doing, and I want to give a little light of hope. I want to give a little light of positivity that everyone out there, we've got the power inside us to create whatever we want to create. The power is in each and every person in this listening. When you sit there, you listening there, you hearing me right now, you have the power inside to create any single thing that you want to create in your life. And I know that, and I believe in you, and I can teach you if you need me to show you how to do it. But if you don't, just go ahead and do it and know you can do it, because that's what I'm here to tell you to do. So, hi, I'm here, Preston.
And Preston's en fuego today, everybody. And it was funny because I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm at the Super Bowl of Patriots, right? That's what this was, the Super Bowl of Patriots. And if you want to get more information, you can listen to episode 200 on Monday, where I give a great overview, a very long overview of everybody that I met and what kind of transpired. And I turn around and there's Preston. I went, hello. I didn't know you were going. I mean, I knew Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal were going, and we had just emailed really quick before we left, but I didn't even think that Preston would be joining them. And there's Preston, which, he's much taller in person, everybody, and much cuter in person. And unfortunately, he's married, but that's, story of my life. That's the story of my life. Yeah. Seems to happen. It happens a lot on this trip, I was like, oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Next. Yeah. Yeah.
But well, thank awesome. You. Yeah. No, I'm 6'3", and I'm about 80% leg. And then my spiky hair on top adds probably, another inch, depending on that, when the last time I had a haircut was.
Yeah, it was about 2 inches. So you had 2 inches in height with that hair. So it was good to see you, though. And we got one of the pictures came out pretty decent, so I'm happy about that. All right, transformation. Let's talk transformation. I don't want people to be overwhelmed by it. It's actually, everything is simple. We overcomplicated ourselves, right? We make it more difficult, and then we focus on fear, which is all in our head. Everything that's negative really comes from our own brain. So we're our own worst enemy. Like, we're almost like a self-inflicted wound as a hangover, because we know it's going to happen, and we did it to ourselves. So let's kind of get that, give some advice on how they can push it out of the way.
No, I mean, it is. So basically, what happens with people is something happens in your life. Like, something happens that you create a negative emotion out. So let's just think about, in a space in your head right now, since we're talking to so many people out there, everyone can fit their own space. But, think about the last time you were really, really angry at someone, like someone that just really pissed you off, and and what they did, that person, whatever that is that pops in your mind that happened, that person that made you feel angry, they did something to you, and man, you felt angry, you felt all this emotion, you know, you wanted to do something about it, but there's a problem with that. There's a breakdown that's happening right there. And when someone comes into our life and affects our life and changes how we feel, and we adopt things like anger or sadness or frustration or these different feelings that we can take away, we're actually giving our power to that person by holding on to that feeling, by holding on to that emotion, by holding on to that and internalizing it. Because, and this is really quickly, but you know, we are the only people, we are literally the only people that can create those feelings. We can choose to create them. Sometimes that's harder in different situations for different people. This goes obviously way deeper than a, you know, 7-minute live or whatever we're doing. But it's, you know, it's that creation of that emotion and recognizing who did it. And once you realize, and it's not making people wrong. It's not, you know, making people feel any certain way, but it's recognizing that, okay, this is inside of me. This is the only place it exists in the world. And I talked about a quote that my grandfather had on his refrigerator when I was a little kid, and it said, hanging onto anger is like taking arsenic. You're only poisoning yourself. And that just, that resonated with me my whole life. I like thought about that. I was not a quote person at all. And, you know, I read that as a kid, and I was like, interesting. You know, I got all philosophical on it as a kid, but it actually impacted my whole life. And it's true. It's so, so true that in anything we can choose to, and it's your choice. And if you want to hang on to anger, then that's that energy zone that you're choosing to live in. And, you know, some people do choose that. I try not to hang out with those people. But, you know, what my goal is in life, what my mission is in life, live in complete happiness, complete joy, complete love, complete energy. And I want to live in that so abundantly that it affects every person I see, that it affects every person I talk to, that it affects every person that I'm around. So I can create a positive motion forward for whatever I do, for whatever I stand for, whatever I believe in. And so, I want to teach people to do that too. And so that's my mission, you know, with Formula EQ and teaching people. I've got a community that we're launching here, and I want you to come to it, Michelle, if you have time. But, you know, the first month's free, you know, for everyone. So anyone that, you know, wants to come to our community, they can come, they can experience it, they can see what we're doing, they can learn, you know, a lot. And we're doing meetings right now. We're doing meetings on Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific time for just an hour. And, just trying to inspire people to realize that they actually have the power to create anything they want in life. And then also, you know, the next level is how to live that, how to live it every second of the day, how to, you know, just be in that state, be in that zone of happiness, you know, or be in that zone of wherever you want to be and, you know, choose your life and be intentional about it. And when you live from that space, your foundation's strong, you can be strong, and everything else manifests greater in your life. And, you know, you can be a powerful person who, you know, inspires, creates, and makes an impact in the world in whatever you do, in business, in your work, in your relationship, you know, in your family, or, you know, all the things. So,
do you have a link for that yet set up, or a platform that you're running off of? You're going to give that, Preston, or you're just going to let us guess? You want me to guess what it is?
Yeah. So yeah, go to.
Gotta help me out here, my friend. Help me out here. Help me help you. Help me help you.
Thank you. Yeah, go to PrestonsLink.com. I just popped it up there just for your show today, so everyone listening can access it easily. It's PRESTON and then S and then LINKS, PrestonsLink.com. You just go there and you'll see it. The free event on Friday we've got, and there's also the top two links free event and join the community for free for 1 month. So yeah, invite anyone that is interested in anything I said to come for free, because I'd love to help people. I mean, my mission is I'm doing this with a partner in London, and our mission is to impact 100 million people, to inspire them that they have incredible personal power in their lives.
Awesome. Awesome. Send me anything that you're promoting on social media, or tag me, or forward it or whatever, so I can add it to our virtual events page, and then I will push it out there also. And then what I did the other day when I set up this show, PrestonsLinks.com is embedded into this show. So if you see the graphic and you click that, you will get to Preston's Links, in case you forget that Preston has his PrestonsLinks.com address. So you can't say, I didn't know where to find Preston. Uh-huh, yes, you can. You just click on the show graphic. You'll see the his name in blue, you know, the special blue that gets you to a link, and it'll pop you right over there. So Preston, thanks for coming on. Great seeing you in person. And we got to get together here sometime soon, maybe lunch or something. Yeah,
absolutely. Let's do it. I would love to do it. And thank you for everything you do. And thanks for having me. And thank you all for listening, because you're all incredible people, because you're here right now. I know it. So awesome. Keep on doing amazing stuff.
Keep on trucking. Keep on trucking, people. All right. Thank you, Preston. Have a great day.
Great week.
And I'll talk to you next month. Well, we'll talk before then, but you'll be on the show next month.
Yeah.
So make sure you jump on for May. Right. It's getting a little full. Getting a little full. All right. I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Okay. Take care. Great.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. I think I saw him at the dinner, or it might have actually been the next day at the event. And I turn around and I look and I see his face. And, you know, I'm doing all the graphics all the time. And I'm like, that's Preston's face. Very tall. I had no idea it was that tall. Everybody looks so much smaller in their photos, which is funny, because a lot of the guests, everyone was just the opposite. So everybody was much shorter than what I pictured them in real life. There was only two people that were speakers that were actually taller and bigger than I thought, which was Patrick Byrne and Mike Adams. Everybody else was much smaller and much shorter. A lot shorter. So let me see. Where are we now? We're at 12:42. I'm going to make sure that I do bring on Amelia at the 12:48 mark, and then I will take the show after that and ride it on home with a ton of information. But in the meantime, I do want to give you some take action items. Part of the breaking. Should I do the breaking news? Yeah, because it's good. All right, I'm going to do that, because it's not just Arizona specific, so it's something for everybody. All right, our breaking news coverage continues. Number three, Mike Lindell launched Frank's Speech on Monday, frankspeech.com, and he had a 48-hour Frankathon, you know, like an old-school marathon. Some incredible guests, and he premiered his new documentary, Absolute Interference, which is the sequel to Absolute Proof, with new evidence showing how foreign and domestic enemies use computers to hack the 2020 election. And I watched parts of it. I didn't have time to watch all of it. But the information and the proof in this new documentary is unbelievable. It's so overwhelming. And there's so much of it. They've actually done this. They have several ways where they've connected the dots, and it's all been verified. It's all documented. But what's fascinating is the patterns and the percentages for all these different ways that they people just kind of came across it and stumbled across it, like Dr. Frank, who is scientists. I can't remember what kind of scientist, but like one of the top scientist people. The patterns and percentages were all the same in all the different ways, because that's what the computer was set to do. So basically, it's game over, CCP, Dems, and friends. Bye-bye. I am adding the video to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and our must-watch videos page. The other videos that he did, the documentaries, are already listed there. So please make the time to watch this new one, which is the Absolute Interference. get the truth and share with everybody. And then frankspeech.com is Mike's free speech social media platform. It's a combination of YouTube and Twitter. They had 2 billion visits yesterday, and they were under attack from big tech all day. They were just constantly getting hacked and attacked, and they were just trying to take them down and shut them down. So they were bobbing and weaving, and they had plan B and plan C. You know, they're just trying to shut them down and censor the truth. It's unbelievable. You know, how could you be afraid of the truth unless your agenda is totally the opposite and you have something to hide? I mean, if that doesn't make it more obvious for everybody, I don't care if you're on the left or the right, which there really is no more left and right. It's all of us, like we the people, the American citizens, versus everybody else, the elected elite, the 11 bigs, all the false authorities, everybody that's been colluding against all of us for all these years. And the sooner we all realize that we're all in this together and it's just us, the people, versus everything else, then maybe we'll come together a little bit more, because there's a heck of a lot more of us than them, a heck of a lot more, like 100 million of us and not a ton of them. And they need us. We don't need them. The companies they need are like all the different companies, the corporations, those 11 bigs, they need our money. They need our support. They need us to be buying their products and services. So if we stop, then they have no power. They need our money in their banks. We can move our money. They need us to fly their airline. We can choose another one, like I did on Southwest. Where, that's the other thing. Do not wear the mask in the airport. Do not wear the masks at all. They are bad for you, remember? They are bad. They are toxic. And you're breathing your own dirty air, and it's a dirty mask, and you're breathing toxic chemicals that are in these, in the masks. And they are a symbol of control and tyranny, so do not wear them. Only wear them when they push the line, like I did in the airport on the way to Tulsa and on the way home, Southwest Airlines. I wore it for a minute and 15 seconds on the way there, minute and 20 seconds on the way back, until the very last moment where the mask Nazi, the minister of the masks, the flight attendant, would not let me step one more foot on the plane unless I put it on. But as soon as I had my back to her and was walking down the aisle, I took it off. Do the same thing. Stand up strong. Stand up for your freedom. Stand up for your liberties. Stand up for your own health. Stand up for your own health. If you don't believe any of the things that I tell you, I don't make this up. I'm not a doctor. I'm just relaying information from many, many, many doctors. America's frontline doctors. Simone Gold and her team, and a ton of other doctors that we've had on the show and other ones that I watch on other shows. So I'm just relaying facts. And you can look up, this new paper that came out from Stanford that again tells you the masks don't do anything. They actually are harmful to you. Or perhaps you'd like to look up Dr. Fauci. Well, actually, remember, we don't like to call him doctor because he is the furthest thing really from a doctor. Liar. So Anthony Fauci, who wrote the paper about the 1918 flu, where 50 million people died from bacterial pneumonia, which was caused by the mask, not the flu. There's a problem there, people. There's a problem there. So anyway, you've got to stand up. You got to stand up for your rights. You got to stand up for freedoms. You got to stand up for this country. They're just constantly telling you lies. The lies are just getting so ridiculous because they don't even make any sense. It's what they say. One day is different than the next day because none of it's – their narrative's falling apart. Their agenda's falling apart. They don't like it. But anyway, back to Frank's speech. I'm looking at the clock, 12:48. Give me one more minute, Amelia, and then I'll bring you on. For Frank's speech, make sure you sign up. It's frankspeech.com. Again, it's a social media platform, combination of YouTube and Twitter. It'll get you – then you could transition away from companies that hate you, like the Facebook and the Twitter and LinkedIn, who censor you and cancel you. Because they don't want you to tell the truth about anything, about anything. It doesn't have to just be about the non-vaccine, the mask, the election, all of the above. They just hate the truth. And also have patience over the next few days at the website, since the traffic is so high and the hacks are just out of control. You know, unbelievable. You don't like what somebody says. You don't like the truth. So you shut them down. Shut them down. This cancel culture. I mean, it's literally out of control. It is literally out of control. It is just stupid. Woke nonsense is a joke, people. Woke nonsense is a joke. All right, let me bring on Amelia. Oh, one quick plug. I do want to mention that if you want to become a partner on our platform, our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, the criteria, you got to be a good person, doing good business and good things, You could book your 7-minute spot, come on once a month, be part of our community, just trustworthy, honest people. And that's kind of what we put together here, a community where you can trust everybody. You're going to get quality information every single show. And of course, everything is loaded. This website is loaded. So please start using it as a resource, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, especially in your community, and take action items, specific items in order to take action, to do all that. On the Take Action tab, everything is there, including becoming a precinct committee man and other things. I've got a lot more for you at the 1 o'clock hour, so hang on. I promise it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. So I'm going to bring on Miss Amelia Mora-Mars. She's a transformational strategist and founder of Mom Connections, the number one community for moms who are healing themselves and raising children at the same time. Audience, big round of applause for Amelia. How are you?
You're so much fun. I'm good. I am good. I'm just getting a kick out of listening to you just take the stand and encouraging us to do the same. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I figured, you know what? Somebody's got to be the loud mouth, be the voice. And I have no problem if people want to take swipes at me. You know what I mean? You want to throw things at me and hit me? That's okay. I'll take the shrapnel. I'll take the hits. I'll ask the kindergarten questions. And I'll do what I got to do and be the loud mouth. And if you want to go ahead and say something negative, and then I'm going to say, well, what are you doing to make the world a better place? Do you donate money for nonprofit organizations to help vets, pets, and kids with an entire platform? No. So you just make a noise, which is not even telling the truth on what social media. Are you having guests come on your show so you can actually help them promote their business and have more people know about really trustworthy, honest, good people that are going to provide quality content so you could change people's lives in their business and get them active in their community? What are they going to say? No. All right. Well, then what's your problem with me, people? Right? The evil, evil people on the left in the media that want to shut people down. Go ahead. Come on. Bring it. I can't help it. You hate God. You hate this country. That's okay. You can hate it. Don't ruin it for the rest of us, right?
Yes. Hopefully the rest of us are doing the good things to help people.
That's all we got to do every day. Yeah. Like I tell everybody, right. You know, and I'm giving you full time. So don't worry. I'm giving you full time. Cause I want you to, you are an amazing guest. When you came on last month, you were I didn't expect it to be such a powerhouse, but I just want to remind everybody. I just want to remind everybody, since we're talking about taking action and doing things, every day you need to take some sort of action. Ideally, I want you to do some action item to grow your business, and then I want you to do some action item to enhance the quality of your life, and then another action item to make a difference, preferably in your community. So you have those three categories, and you just literally, you know, we've talked about it almost every single episode. Many of us don't want to be political, and we never thought we would be in a political position, or we don't have any interest in politics, but because they have infested like a roach infestation, every aspect of our lives that is now controlled by some sort of political decision, political mandate, political law, and 2020 showed it to you. So if you didn't think it was possible, it's all you lived it. So you have to get involved some sort politically. And that's why I have the Take Action tab. So you can, even if you send a simple email, it's the tab is right there. It'll show you the contact information. Or if you want to sign a petition, if you want to get more active and actually run for an office like I did as a precinct committee man, which I am, or even if you're going to do more, if you just want to volunteer, if you just want to push out social media posts for somebody that is giving the right information, but you've got to do something, and it has to be every day. So with that being said, let's talk moms, let's talk healing, and we'll give Amelia the floor, and let's see where this goes, Amelia. Let's see where this goes.
That sounds great. Yes. So just as a reminder, I'm a mom of, I have six daughters, and I have four sons, ages 30 to 15.
Oh, my gosh.
And, and I'm a psychotherapist, and I just found that, you know, in my own life, my mom struggled with mental illness, and how it affected me so much at such a young age. And then as a psychotherapist, you know, I just see so many women, when you get down to the roots, something went awry in the attachment, continues to bring up struggles today. And research suggests that more than any other family dynamic, the mother-daughter relationship influences a girl's future relationship skills and her self-esteem. So it makes sense why the woman across from me struggles with relationships, you know, with herself, with romantic relationships, with people at work, with her, you know, her nuclear family, and then self-esteem. So it shows up over and over again. So those are the women that I really dedicate to serving and helping so that they can break that generational curse and trauma, that cycle of trauma, and create something new for herself and her future generations.
So when you were on last month, I was kind of making a comparison that it is the age bracket of what kind of transpired in that generation. You know, you're like your mm-hmm. mom's generation, my mom's generation, they didn't talk about a lot of stuff. They didn't have the internet to do research or have the self-help. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't go to counseling or any of that. Everything was just, you know, like a good old Catholic, everything was just put under the rug and we just moved on. No big deal, right?
That's right.
Like the way everything was so not, you know, taboo. But as we got through, you know, like you and I, then more things were talked about and more things were discovered and it became okay to do that. But you said that even now, younger moms are still having these issues where they're passing, they're having those, mental illness, mental wellness? What's the correct terminology that people use?
Well, it could be either. It could be behavioral health, mental illness. And sometimes it's not mental illness. You know, maybe like I had a mom with, you know, diagnosed mental illness. But it's just a way of living life and relational skills and just doing life with, you know, the past keeps creeping up into the present and they get stuck and they don't know what to do.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily mean that they have a health issue, right? Something like that. It could just be their patterns on how they deal and react and how they constantly have that same reoccurring issue over and over and over that really is all in their head. That's the thing. It's all upstairs. And if they're creating, yes, they might have had an event, but if they keep reliving it and not addressing it, you know, like they always talk about that, you know, your six-year-old child that always comes out and until you address those issues, you know, everything is a little off in your life. So that's more of what you're saying is that they're repeating the same habits and the same patterns, and it's the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over and you expect different results. It's not going to happen. You got to fix the problem.
Right. And then that fear, like, oh my gosh, I sound like my mom, or I'm starting to act like my mom. And that terror of, I don't want to ruin my child's life. I don't want them to go through what I did. And yet I don't know how not to do what I was taught to do. It's just, it's like automatic pilot. You know, these women are easily triggered by something of the past. They react and they're horrified and they feel bad and they feel like a bad mom. And that's a horrible place to be.
All right, let me ask you this question, because this is the one thing that I never got. And this goes over many, many categories of exactly what we're talking about, not just moms.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say,
right,
like you just said, that I'm starting to talk like my mom, or I'm doing something that my mom did, and I didn't like it. I didn't like when she did it to me. So how come that is not enough for somebody to say, rather than repeating those actions to their kid because they didn't like how it made them feel? And why would they think then that's a good thing to pass that along and have that behavior to their children when they know they didn't like it? So that's the one thing I never quite got an understanding about. Why would you repeat it if you know that you felt bad? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So it's like, you know, somebody hits you, right? And you're like, oh, I don't like that. But then you hit your kid. So why would you do that when you know how you felt when it was happening to you? I just never got my arms around the non-logic part of that.
Yeah, and that is mind-boggling. I feel as though not everyone will come in. Not everyone will admit it, talk about it. They might on social media. They might, if I post a question, they might respond. I asked a question for those of you moms that weren't mothered well, what is your greatest challenge? And I got hundreds of responses. But I wondered how many of those women will actually take me up on, let's work on it. Let's break that cycle. And I don't know if it's a lack of courage or they just don't want to do the work. I find on Facebook a lot of women will complain about their past or their children, but a lot of women are not doing the work. And that's a great question. It's an important question. And that's why I do the work I do, because it just I refuse to allow women that when they're ready to do it alone or try to figure it out or not know where to go or get lost in it. It's it takes a lot of courage to do it because you got to face a lot of pain to go through it. So I know for me.
And like you said, it's work. You said it's work. A lot of people don't want to put the work in, but you have to. Nothing comes to you, freely. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't show up. You know, Santa doesn't drop off the gifts, okay? You know what I mean? It's like there's not magical. There's not the fairy. Tooth fairy doesn't come drop the stuff off. You know what I mean? You have to put in the work with everything, whether it's the relationships that you're resolving from your past because of your mom or just advancing yourself in your own business or working out. Like you want to be, I'm overweight. My pants don't fit. Well, you've been working hard for 20 some years of doing nothing. So don't be surprised at where you are right now. And don't think that it's going to happen in 2 days where, because you decided to ease up on the candy bar, that all of a sudden now you're going to fit in your pants. You have to work at things.
You have to face that crossroad, because I remember being like in my early 20s and I remember thinking about this thing about I'm afraid to be a mom. And I knew that I purposely was self-protected. I purposely created like a facade or a mask of how I wanted people to perceive me kind of superficially, you know. I didn't want people to really know me, really ask me questions, because I was afraid. I was afraid of people. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, I have to make a choice, because hiding behind this mask thing has kind of worked out for me because it keeps people at bay. But there's a big problem. If I really want to feel, if I really want to laugh, if I really want to love, I have to learn to be vulnerable, brave enough. Am I willing enough to do the work so that I can get this stupid mask off and learn to be real? And that was something I wrestled with. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, this is scary. This is scary for me, but I have to do it or I'm going to be a person who never lives my life, who doesn't feel, who's a phony, and who just can't, you know, love people or love myself in a way that really, really matters. So I think we all have to come to that crossroad and be real with ourselves and think, am I going to really love or am I going to just BS this thing and play small and hide and be fake my whole life?
Well, who wants to live like that? So do you live a life of like a lie, right? Or you live a life where it doesn't have to be as awesome or as amazing as it can be? Or like you said, wear a mask, and obviously I'm the biggest anti-mask person that there is, so they're just masks for bad people in many ways. Perfect example. Amelia just threw in a loop where I couldn't ask her for, I couldn't say thank you more. She just gave a whole new definition of why masks are bad. There you go. If you didn't want to wear the mask, you thought the mask was good for your health or it wasn't good for your health. I think she just gave you a whole new perspective on why masks are bad. Why would you want to live, I'll be blunt, why would you want to live a half-assed life? Why would you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. Not nowadays when there's some really good things, out there, really good people out there. So, you know, why be angry? Why be cranky? Why be miserable? Why hide? You know, what's the point of that? You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't. I'm not saying you've got to be a superstar and run around on the stage do all kinds of, you know, things like that, but you know, regardless of your personality, why would you want not to be the best version of you? Why would you not want that?
Yeah.
You know, It doesn't, you know, we get used to what we're used to. That's our problem. We get used to what
we're used to.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, next thing you know, we turn around and 6 months goes by and we've done nothing. Everything's the same. Well, what's the point of that? What's the point of not growing or learning or meeting new people or getting better at something? Or, you know, like, God forbid, you should do some sort of movement. You know, we've changed working out to movement so we can make it as the least amount of the path of resistance. You know, like, I want to take away all the barriers to entry. So the least path of resistance, you know, so that way you don't necessarily, God forbid, you know, running. Oh, that's scary stuff. But just moving your arm. There we go. That's exercise. That's movement, right? Mm-hmm. So just movement. So just doing something so that each time you do it, you get better at it. You get more. You got to do something. Something.
Yeah.
Because you can't live in a world where you, I mean, not like I don't want Amelia to have a ton of clients, but you got to fix yourself and then move on. You can do that. You know, you don't.
Absolutely.
You know, we want everyone to get past that point where they can get their issues resolved and then go live an awesome life and tell other people to do the same thing.
Yeah, and just start talking about it because there's so much shame around it, you know, and we just need a community to say, okay, you're not alone. There's so many of us who are in this boat who have struggled with our childhood, and there's so many women that are doing amazing things, and be the latter, you know, do the work and do some amazing things, live an amazing life, give your child an opportunity that you never had, be the mom that you never had and always wanted, become her. Do it. Don't just sit there dreaming about it or complaining that
complaining.
Life is horrible to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, woe is me. Everyone's had issues. Everybody's got problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 2021. There hasn't been anything that at this point in the game, no, that you haven't seen, you haven't experienced, you didn't have in your own personal life, somebody else that you're very close with didn't go through. I mean, there's really nothing else to invent at this point when it comes to any type of an issue, right? We've all seen it or we've experienced it by the time you're in your sometimes 30s, but usually 40s, if not 50s. You've been there and done that, okay? So the excuses part, you know, it's over. You know, that ship has sailed. So if you want to go ahead and complain but then do nothing, you don't get the right to complain. You can complain to the wall and to some idiot that's going to listen if you don't take the action item, because then what are you doing? You're just a bunch of hot air, right? If you don't do anything to help with all of these resources and all of this information, especially if it's free, even like you've got people like Amelia that are right there, and she has this community, this mom's community. It's right there.
Right.
So you can't complain and then do nothing. Nuh-uh. I mean, you can complain, but you don't have the right to complain to people that are trying to help you. If you don't do anything to help yourself, there is, you know, we forget, you know, there's a layer of people that forget about personal responsibility. This is your life. You can do what you want with it. And if you don't want to do anything, then fine. Don't do anything. That's fine. But nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear you complain if you're not going to do anything about it at this point in the game, because you can't say, I didn't know where to go. I mean, I hate Google, but you can just Google anything nowadays and it's going to get you something for free.
There's so much. There's so much information. There's books, there's support groups, there's so much. So don't be that woman who just stands there and chooses to stay stuck and complain. Be the woman stands on the bridge between the past and the future and says, I am the one. I'm the one who's choosing to break these generational cycles of trauma. I'm going to heal my heart, and I'm going to create a different family life for my children, and I'm going to change my future generations. But I'm taking a stand. I'm putting a stake in the ground, and it's going to be me. I'm not going to be passive. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to be action-oriented. I'm going to take charge, and it's going to start
today. There's no reason you don't do it now. There's no reason. But what, you got to wait till next week? You got to make an appointment? No. You just go. You just do it. You just make it happen. You take action. You need to do it today. And this is for everything in your whole life. But since we're focusing on moms, which is important because you're molding the future, and you need to make sure that you're doing it the right way. You know, we don't need any more issues with the kids nowadays. Bad enough that this generation lost their mind anyway. We gotta rope in the ones that we still have. We can bring back to normal. You know what I mean? We gotta save what we can.
Ladies, your daughters are the future mothers. They are it. So
yeah,
the better
the future.
Job we do, the more we love them and are connected to them and are honorable women and take our role as leaders, you know, in our home, the better our daughters are going to be equipped with, like I said in that research, that she's going to have better relationship skills. She's going to have a better sense of herself and self-esteem, and she can show up in the world in a healthier, more confident way. And it starts with us just being that you are the most important, influential, and impactful woman in your daughter's life, in your child's life. So do it and take that and live it. And pass it on.
Yeah, and if you don't want to do it for yourself because for some reason you don't think you're worthy of it, just do it for your kids. Put them first. And then maybe you'll realize that you need to do this for yourself. And then, oh, my God, you become a nicer person. You have deeper relationships with everybody and you're a little happier in life. What's wrong with being happy? I don't know. A little self-sabotage. Self-sabotage for no reason. But then everybody else has to deal with it. So nobody wants to deal with your junk and your whininess and your complaining. Nobody wants to hear it anymore because they got their own stuff. So we all just fix ourselves. We're be in a much better place. Amelia, mention your group, your website, plug anything you want to plug.
Okay. Yeah. My Facebook business page is momconnectionswithas.com. I have a group for women who want to really work on that, like the private Facebook group. It's the Mom Connections Remothering Tribe. You can find me on Linktree at Amelia, I-A, Mora, M-O-R-A, Mars like the planet, Linktree at Amelia Mora Mars. You will find me there.
I love how you snuck so in Mora. You stuck in the little R for the Mora. Yeah, and you know, you said Mars like the planet. When I saw Mars, the first thing I thought was the candy bars. So I was like, really? I'm not really a big chocolate person, so I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, I really thought chocolate bar rather than – but then I just dated myself too, like a Mars bar. What? You ask a kid nowadays, they have no idea what a Mars bar is. Yeah, I love the 80s. Yay, I love the 80s. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, such a pleasure, my friend. I love having you on the show. I think it's something
so
with your
much.
Voice. Very soothing. Very soothing. You should do audio something where people get into like a meditation trance on how to pull their own heads out of their own arses and actually just be nice to their kids. That's what you should
that's
do.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah, an audio transformation meditation to because if you're saying it in your voice, in that soothing voice, and you literally, and they like get into the mode and then they don't even realize what you're telling them is just shut the hell up and stop complaining and do it. Like they'll actually do it because they'll be like, yeah, cause they won't realize what you're saying because you're saying it so nicely with that soothing voice. And then they'll wake up and go, yeah, I need to do something cause I got to get off my lazy arse. And you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? Yeah. There's something to it. You have to trick people a little, but it's in a positive way. Yeah, do that.
That's
work
right.
on that. It won't take
That's
you
right.
long.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah. Mom meditations. Mom meditations on how to take action. Yeah. Breaking down the wall.
Good
barriers.
Idea.
Trick
okay.
them. Trick them.
I'll
yeah.
think about that. Yeah.
But it's the voice.
Thank
it's something
you,
with the voice. Yeah. You're good to go. All right. Thank you, my dear. Jump
you.
On for next
thank
month.
Thank you so much. All right. Yeah. Take care.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I told you it's that voice. It's something. It's soothing. Yeah. You got to make meditation. Meditation tapes, something along those lines. All right. We're at 1:13. I gave her a lot of extra time, which it's not that I'm not being fair to the other guests. I was trying to keep on track, and then I did jump in a little bit on her segment because I was starting my patriotic soapbox. But it's relevant content, and I also want to try to always bring around. So even though the topic was about moms, I wanted to, since it does apply to all the different other categories in your life, wanted to kind of bring that all together and show you how all of this is connected. That's the thing. All of this is connected. So when you tune in to an episode on this show, and you're going to see 5 different guests, and they have these different topics, and you're like, well, I don't necessarily need to know anything about caregivers because I don't have anything like that in my life right now, or I'm not a mom. There is literally something from each of these guests that come on that you can apply to your own life, even though you might not be in a caregiver capacity or you don't even know anybody who is a caregiver or it needs to be in caregiving. And there's something in all of that that's interest that you're going to get out of it, that you're going to be able to apply to your business, your life, your community, your family, something in all of them. And I try to do that. I mean, obviously we want the guests to talk about their expertise and their topics, but we still want to make sure that everybody can be included and get something out of it, because everything's connected. Everything is connected. Your personal life is connected to your business life, which is connected to your relationships, how you act, the things you do, your patterns, your communication, everything. It's all the same. You know, for so many years, especially if you're self-employed, he wanted you to have your business world on one side and your personal life on the other. For years on this platform, I'm like, nah, it's the same. It's because your business is an extension of you. It is you. And if for some reason you've structured it so it's not, then that's not, then it's not you and it's not your business, because you're spending most of your time working. And it's something, you know, most people start a business, or it doesn't mean it's their own business, right? It could be, you know, they're a nonprofit that they work with, but it's a passion that they have. You know, most people don't hate their job. And those people, well, that's a whole nother show. But, you know, your business or your place, your job, you know, what you do for a living is an extension of you. And it's because you're passionate about it. You're good at it. So it's a part of you. And that needs to be shown in your business. That's why I was talking about becoming a purpose-driven business. So, you know, our whole program, Promos for a Purpose, which we'll talk about, I should spend a little time on that on Friday on my 1 p.m. Pacific time soapbox segment. Be my patriotic soapbox segment, where you're partnering with nonprofit businesses and creating that into your brand, because you're giving back to the community and you're supporting a movement. You're supporting nonprofit organizations for whatever it is that you're passionate about in your life and what you want to support, make a difference. And we'll talk more about that on Friday. But it's important to incorporate these things into your business and your life. And, make it a part of you, because that's who you are. That's who you are. There's nothing. That's what you need to do. You need to blend all that together, because it is. It's you. It's you as a person. It's what you do. It's what you do and who you are. Kind of in the family of taking action. So I will, I want to give you some take action tips. We were talking about Frank speech.com, because that is something everybody can do in every state. But as far as shows, okay, this is what I want to go over. You know, the Patriot, the Super Bowl of Patriots, this was the event that I was in Tulsa on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And as the videos come out, I'm going to have links from them on our take action pages. So that way you can start watching the videos, and I'm going to start putting them on Rumble. Just haven't had time yet. I haven't had time yet in order to do that, because I'm getting caught up. I have shows all week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Here are purpose-driven partners, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways for everybody to grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in your community. And as far as the superstars that were at this event talking, most of them are going to be coming on the show if they haven't already, right? And I've been in communication with quite a few of them already, trying to work out the details, because it doesn't happen quickly overnight. You know, you're dealing with schedules and time frames and things like that. So in the meantime, I want you to get to know them. So months and months ago, I started a page under the Take Action tab and the Partners and Patriots tab, which is our must listen to, okay? Our must listen to, which is the podcast, talk radio shows, live streams, and TV shows for our partners on the platform. So everybody that comes on this show that has their own show, their shows are listed there. So it gives you a great way to get to know the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. And that's at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Literally, when I say resource platform, it is the ultimate resource platform for everything that you could possibly imagine. Everything is on there, from shows, all of our episodes, obviously, to take action items, petitions to sign, to must listen to shows, must follow people. We started doing that with the groups. I'm going to be adding more. We've got Women's Leadership Live, which is one of our platinum partners. and that's Debbie Saviano. And we've got our collaboration partner, which is America Restored, which is a movement to bring America together. And that's Miss Tommy Collins. Her shows should be out in about a week and a half that we did. Our media partners, Global Enlightenment Radio Network, who is an amazing, amazing partner, Mr. Darrell, Mr. Big D, who broadcasts our show on another network with all those live listeners. We were at like the first 2 weeks of April at 572,000 just on his iHeartRadio channel. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and sharing this show and this platform with your friends, your families, your contacts. And I encourage you, please do that. And it's not because I want more people listening to me. It's about the guests. It's about the partners. It's about the content. It's about the quality of the information. And literally, it's the resources that you need for everything in your life to make it better, to fix the issues, to take things to the next level. And I'm constantly promoting the different partners and even the people that were at this event speaking. The funny thing is most of them that were speaking, if they hadn't been on the show, technically they are on the show because I talk about them, and they're on my platform and they don't even know it. And I'm like, you're on my platform, but you don't even know it. They just kind of look at me because they've never heard of anyone really just promoting somebody who has no attachment to them, because usually people are talking about themselves or they're promoting their own thing or their own services and products. They don't necessarily promote other people who have good quality messages or services and products. But that's the opposite of this whole platform. It's literally a resource of all like-minded people that can come together. And they're trustworthy resources, trustworthy products and services. So that when you want to learn or you want to hire or you want to buy, you come right here, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And you know that these people are legit. They're good at what they do. And they're going to give you information. And a lot of the stuff's free. A lot of the information, I mean, obviously all the shows are free. And then they have their own, either it's some of it's courses or it's information or they have their own shows. It's all here on the website. Like, for example, I'm going to go over the people that have shows that are listed on our must listen to page. And that's everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, partners and patriots tab. And the take action tab. Pay attention to the take action tab. There's really actionable items. And I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place. And I got to work on just kind of like streamlining it down. I'm going to streamline it down for you. But if you go to the take action tab, a lot of people say, you know, we've got to come together. We've got to do something in our community. We've got to make a difference. Well, what do you want me to do? And they never give you an answer. They're like, you got to join together. You got to fight back. Well, what do you want me to do? I need, give me something like tangible. Like, do you want me to put a sign in my front yard? Do you want me to go knock on a door? Like, what do you want me to do? They never give you truly actionable items. Take action tab is actionable items. And we're going to add more and more from low effort, which is like clicking a button, to actually maybe a little bit more, which is just typing because you're doing an email or you're sending a letter. Or you're picking up the phone. We're giving you all that right there. Giving you a list of things you can do. Or you're signing a petition. Or you're actually taking another step to click a banner to find out more about a group that you might want to follow, a person, the must-follow lists of people, groups, organizations, and companies, the ones that are doing the good business, the good people doing good business and good things. And then you can find out more information on their website, right? It's all there. It's literally loaded with information. But it's loaded with take action items. If you want to take the plunge and become a precinct committee man, how to do it, Maricopa Corruption County, so easy. Special page just for that. I actually wrote out the exact steps that you need to do, which is what I did. And it's very, very fast. And it's awesome. So if there's anybody out there that's remotely interested, just the people I've met alone at these meetings have become my friends, and it is just awesome to be around people that really love this country that want to do something. And you don't have, it's not a lot of hard work. You go once a month to a meeting. So if you're outside of Mayor Corruption County, I have another page there, and it gives the information for Dan Schultz, who comes on our show once a month to tell you how to do it. And he also tells you and gives you inspiration so that you do it, because remember, it's all about from the bottom up. The system was designed. They actually did something smart when they designed this in the Republican Party. They did it so that the people have a voice and the people are in charge. Remember, we the people, the consent of the governed, right? That's what it's all about. We start from the ground up because obviously the top-down's not working. That is very clear. It doesn't matter what side of the backwards aisle that you're on. It doesn't work from the way that they have it structured, right? You got to go from the bottom up. And that's what the precinct committee man is designed to do. So that way you end up not only being able to pass along information to the different constituents, find out what their issues are, give them the good information so they know what these bills are. Because, you know, they write these bills. They're very confusing. Very confusing. They purposely do it. So you read it and you're like, I don't know if I'm voting for or I'm voting against. They did that on purpose. Like, I don't know how that is allowed to happen. That they're allowed to write the language so they trick you that you don't have a clue on what the hell you're voting for. Because I've read it, and even the first couple sentences, I'm like, So if I read it this way, I'm for it. If I read it this way, I'm against it. So I have no idea what the hell I'm voting for. And I'm supposed to trust the people who drafted this? That they're doing something in my best interest? Oh, hell no. They're not. They're not. And we've just got to work on getting rid of all of those people, because if that's the way they think, then there's other problems that we will run into or we already have. And as I said earlier, I'm sick and tired of it. And I know 100 million people out there, if not more, are sick and tired of it too. But we've got to do something. If we don't do anything and we don't take that daily action, then nothing's going to change. And then we don't have the right to complain. And we've talked about it before. We were just talking about it with Amelia. If you don't take the personal responsibility and you don't take the action items, you don't have the right to complain to other people. You can complain all day to yourself. You can complain all day to the wall. But nobody wants to hear it if you're not going to do anything about it. So you don't get the right to complain to other people and waste their time and burden them with all of your junk and your negative energy if you're not going to do anything. If you're going to do something, well, then by all means, you can have a conversation. You can tell them how you're feeling if you're going to do something about it. But otherwise, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear your crap. They don't, if you're not going to do anything to help yourself, because there's too much information. So you got to do that. You got to do that. And like I said, take action every day. Take action every day, preferably in all three categories: business, grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference in your community. If you need to start just doing one a day and get into the routine, then do that. And then do one each day. And you can use the Take Action tab to accomplish all three. Oh, God, are you kidding? Michelle, seriously? You mean everything is right there? Swear to God. Swear to God. All three categories can be accomplished by going to the Take Action tab and seeing all the different categories. You might have to listen to a show, and you could fast forward if it's a topic that you're not zoned in on that you need. And keep in mind, 7-minute segments, sometimes they go a little long just because it just happens. Oops on my part. That's my part. That's my bad. I'm trying to get back on track. I did pretty good today. Just a little over there at the end, but other than that, I did pretty good. So you look and you go to like right, Take Action tab, you go to the episodes, you'll see all the episodes, you'll see the purpose-driven partners episodes, which is this live segment, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. And you'll see all the guest topics, and you pick which one that you need to focus on for your business, the quality of your life, or your community. And then, of course, in the Take Action, you'll have more specific Take Action items, you know, contacting your elected elite, these shady, dirty politicians. And that's for everything, every level, because I connected it to another website that already has that search engine built in. So just literally just go to the tab and start checking it out. And then, of course, the episodes. And the precinct committee man is on there. We're going to do one to register voter. Register if you haven't been a voter. If you want to go to other and learn, like if you want to go and actually join, well, run for another office. I'm going to add that in. There's a whole other group. And we're going to Scott Pearson. We're going to have him on the show. So we're going to incorporate his organization into all this because we need that. We need that as a component. It's one of the pillars in the whole mix here of our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. So the content's there, 130 one-on-one podcast, 297 live segments of this particular series, 133 partners. That's a lot of information. You're going to hit, you're going to find people there that you connect with and you like what they have to say. Everybody has incredible quality content and they're sincere people and they literally are trying to help. No one's a salesy person. No one's pitching anything. No one's trying to have you buy something that has a comment in it. And if you contact them, tell them that you heard about us on the show, Everything Home. I promise they will give you some VIP treatment because you learned about them on the show. Now, we're at 1:30. I'm going to go for a little bit more. And then I've got to jump off because I've got a whole bunch of people that I need to coordinate to come on the show so you can learn about the message that matter from the people you need to know about it and have them here talking and then also get them on board as being partners so they come on maybe once a month. How exciting would that be? So with that being said, I want to mention who's got shows and which shows that you really – I mean, obviously, I don't want you to take away any time from this show, right? But these are some other shows, too. And even if you just tap in for a little bit, if you can. But these are some of the partners or the new partners that we are bringing on to the platform that will be guests also. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab, the Take Action tab, the must listen to. So you've got Scott McKay. Him and I had a long conversation yesterday. Great guy, like a really great guy, down to earth, sincere. His show's at, let me preface. So when you go to the page, you just scroll down a little bit. You start scrolling down and you'll see the graphic, the person's face. It'll have the name of the show. You just click on that. It'll take you to their show. It'll take you to their website. It'll get you so that you can listen to their episodes. And I'm going to go real quick through the ones that I remember off the top of my head. So you've got Scott McKay. His show is on YouTube Live. It'll connect, you click the graphic, it'll take you to the link or the information for the show, right? And he's at 4 p.m. Eastern Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You've got Ann Vandersteel at The Steel Truth. Oh, love Ann, huge fan. Totally cool woman, probably the coolest woman at the event, the coolest woman speaker at the event over these Super Bowl Patriots. Her show is at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time. There's a graphic there. It'll take you to the website because you've got great guests. And then you've got the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. You've got the War Room with Steve Bannon. His shows have just been off the charts the past week or so. There's so much information on there and it's totally relevant current events. I encourage you to listen in the morning or in the afternoons if you can. Everything's on demand. Keep in mind, everything's on demand if you can't catch any of this stuff live. Joe Piscopo, our buddy over at Twitter, our Twitter friend, we're friends on Twitter. I'm going to work on getting him on the show. His show, his first hour, his 6 a.m. hour, and that's 6 a.m. Pacific time. He's live from 6 to 10 Eastern time, but it's always on demand so you can catch it. The first hour is just him, the audience, some callers, you know, they're talking at their virtual kitchen roundtable. He's a huge patriot, loves this country, and he stands up for everybody like I try to do here on this platform. So he's definitely a great person to listen to, and he's funny because, you know, he's a comedian, and he tells funny stories, especially when he kind of leaks out a little bit about some stories of people who he's dated. That's when it gets some juicy stuff comes through. Don't forget, and Amanda Grace. Amanda Grace has her own show, right? Prophet Amanda Grace. You've got Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory, and then the two of them do a Grace and Glory show. So you're going to see their banners on there too. Who else is on there? Let's see. Charlene Bollinger has a show. I'm going to add that. I just got to get the correct link from her. Again, she's coming on, and we're going to do a cancer special. Oh, that's going to be emotional. We're going to do that next month. Jeffrey Prather, he's got a show. His graphic is there. So check those out. Oh, Clay Clark, of course. Clay Clark's got a show. He's on there. He's been on our show, episode 126. Amanda Grace was episode 161 and 183. Dave Scarlett was 161 with Amanda Grace, their first talk radio show episode that they did. You love that one. And don't forget, even though they don't have a show, it's a great episode. Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen, episode 122, about their book, Ask. And that's an incredible blog, too. So if you want to print out that blog, I highly recommend it. There's some great information in there. And that's in the blog page, which is under the episodes tab. And again, the website, I did it very user-friendly. It's very Fisher Pricey for a reason, just because it's so loaded with content and information and shows. You just click to listen or click to go to people's websites. I did it that way because I want you to get used to all the information that's on there so that when it actually changes to a more advanced website, you'll understand at least the content that's available and the information on kind of where to find it. Those are the main shows. Those are the main shows. There's other ones on there, but that's good enough for now. A lot of information. I know I throw a lot at you, but you can push rewind. You can use a pen and paper. You can write this stuff down. So that way you can remember it, refer back to it often, because literally, I've said this before, you know, it's all about your great awakening journey and making things happen in your own life. And again, you know, the taking action, yeah, you know, about doing that. But again, I can't express it enough that yes, this we're literally two bills and an executive order and a filibuster away from a communist country. What's going on? It's like evil is lurking around every corner, and it's a battle of good versus evil. It's got come down to that. You know, it's come down to that because it's just insane of what's going on. Watch the new documentary from Lindell, and it will even enlighten you a little bit more. I mean, because if for some reason you don't believe that there was mass election fraud, I don't know how you cannot see it, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think there's a lot of listeners on this platform, this show, that feel that way. But really, this is not about left and right anymore. It is about our country and our freedom and our liberty and everything that this country stands for. You know, justice is supposed to be blind. It's not anymore. The layers of corruption, the layers of people being compromised is just it's mind-blowing and overwhelming. The court system, the politicians, I mean, literally, they're all into this together against us, the American people. And I'm going to read my list again because obviously we need our weekly trifecta reminder. We need that. Oh my goodness. We need that because not only do we need to do something, and I'm not saying something, I'm giving you real options. Take action to him, right? Check it out. There are executable items. And then, of course, listening to some of the shows to get the content to do all the other pillars, the growing the business, enhance the quality of life, making difference in the community. But then we know there's, as I say, there's 100 million of us. And we need to do all, we literally need to all do the actions because that's when things change. I mean, just in Arizona alone. Oh, this is what I wanted to tell you. I just got this email. It's 138. Okay, I'm gonna blow through this and wrap it up. I just got this email from my precinct committee man, chairman, and it is about action alert state legislation. Okay. You know what I'm gonna do is if there's anybody that wants these emails, we're allowed to share them. We're allowed to send them to anybody that wants them, and we get them sometimes once a day, sometimes every other day, and it gives us updates on legislation, what's going on. It breaks down what some of these bills are in English as opposed to the convoluted and trickery language that's going to be on a voting ballot. You know, it's kind of like the funny math that corporations and the government use when they don't have money. They just use their own math as opposed to our checkbook math where we actually have to be accountable. So when we deduct something from our checkbook, like we paid a bill, it's actually less money, but when you're dealing with the government and you're dealing with corporations, it doesn't matter. It's just what column it needs to go in. Very similar to how they are categorizing COVID, the COVID deaths. Remember, we talked about that. It's you die with COVID or from COVID. That's with COVID or from COVID. And that's episode before I left on the trip, episode 199. I give you a nice hardcore fact overload in my patriotic soapbox at the 112 mark till about 2 o'clock. I went over, I went long, but I gave you so much information. Whoa, was it a lot? You know, so it just depends on what column do you want to put it in. Remember the, you know, I'm jumping all over, but like I said that the 2019 and 2020 flu, we had 38 million people had the flu, which is pretty much average. But in 2020 to 2021, the flu season only had 1,822 people had the flu. Now, do you really think that only 1,800 people had the flu? No. They just moved as much people as they wanted over into the coronavirus column. Remember, this is all about creating fear. They told you that on CNN. So if you think I'm just making this up, I'm not. I get this information from multiple sources, and then, you know, I put on my common sense cap, and then I kind of translate a little bit, and then I add in my own little 2 cents. But I'm never making up facts. I'm never making up information. I'm just relaying it to you because I'm listening to so many people, so many sources, so that way you don't have to do that. So you can come in, get your information, get out, and move on and do whatever else that you need to do. Because it's literally, you can't listen to all this stuff during the day if you're actually working and you got kids and you know, you have a life. But yeah, the numbers are what's being manipulated. CNN, the behind the scenes that they did at Project Veritas, where the guy said, we're doing this for fear. It's propaganda. And basically saying, then we're making up the numbers. We're just putting it out there. That's what all this is. It's a statistical pandemic. Because it's a political propaganda plandemic. Yes, there is a form of this virus, which is a form of the flu. And it's a little stronger and it hits some people a little bit harder. But there's therapeutics that you could take that are preventative before you even get it, or then as soon as you do get it, that you can then help yourself and heal yourself. But you don't need one of these non-vaccines that are not a vaccine, that are actually 50% of the people who've gotten this non-vaccine are getting the coronavirus again, because it's literally destroying your immune system. And God only knows what else is in that syringe. It probably has the coronavirus in it so that you get sick again. So they could say it was a strain or a variant. Crap they're making up. Literally crap they're making up. Just like they manipulated the tests. You know, keep in mind, they had the PCR tests, the amount of times the spins that they had on there, right? And the guy that invented the PCR test said, this is not for that purpose. Do not use this to determine for a coronavirus to see if you have it or not. He's the guy who invented it, so don't use that. And did they listen? No, because they're just making it up. And then ironically, after about 2 months, after the guy comes out and says all that, and he called Fauci a fraud and said the guy doesn't know his ass from his elbow, he all of a sudden dies. What? Yeah, dies. The guy's dead. And he was not old. Okay, let's just leave it at that. It was not old. So the PCR test, they had him at 40. They're supposed to be at 17. And it's still not used, should not be used to diagnose this type of a virus. So, I mean, all about manipulation. And again, back to the columns. So what they did is they put the columns, they called everything coronavirus. They were getting paid. They were getting paid by the government and the hospitals to count people as coronavirus, that they had coronavirus and they had the deaths. So you had the fake numbers telling people that they had the coronavirus when they didn't have the coronavirus, or they had already had it and then it still showed positive. But there was no symptoms, which, remember, we debunked that. Debunked. God, that's a bad word because the left uses that as a lie. There's no asymptomatic. You don't have this deadly disease that could live on your shoe and on a box for 6 months, and then you need to get a test to tell you if you have it, and you have no symptoms. Get out of here. What ass came with that? Or what should I say? Which asses of us actually believed it? I mean, talk about defying all science and common sense. Well, again, we let them get away with. They got away with murder. Literally murder. What am I going to talk about? All the casualties of this, and the 400,000 small businesses that are no longer around because of it, and the people who have killed themselves or died from all kinds of issues where they didn't get a chance to go to the hospital because it was shut down and they weren't allowed in. So they had deferred cancer treatments, which now the cancer's worse, where they could have maybe had a chance before, and now they don't. Or, pick an ailment. Or now that when their health wasn't in the best shape, and then all of a sudden, and when they finally went in, they have something else wrong with them. And they didn't even have the coronavirus. It's just you know, 6 months of not addressing something. And then, you know, sometimes it's a little too late to come back around, you know? Yeah, all the fault, all 100% of it did not have to happen. 100%. And the reason I keep reiterating this, I keep saying it, is because people are still wearing masks, which we know don't do anything. They actually make you sick and they're harmful for your health. And they're a symbolism of control and tyranny. They literally do nothing positive for you. And I keep saying it because I keep seeing people wearing it. And until this country, and we fight back, you can fight back, use whatever words you want. Until we stand up to these government officials, these elected elites who have just literally violated the Constitution in every possible aspect and just made up their own rules. And who the hell are they to decide who's essential and not essential? I mean, perfect story. Ian, what's Ian's last name? Ian Smith. Ian Smith, the gym owner from New Jersey, who I met at the event, had a great conversation. This guy, they've been after him right from the beginning, won't let him open his gym. He's racked up like $3 million in bullshit fines that they say that he owes. He's never going to pay them. And it's a place to go get healthy. And if this is a health issue, right, if corona is a health concern, don't you want people to be healthy so they could fight off the coronavirus? Because you have a strong immune system and you're healthy, then you are able to fight off diseases. That's what our immune system, that's what God gave us an immune system for. I mean, you know, people didn't last this many thousands of years because there was real vaccines. So we've made it pretty good so far, with all the without that and our own immune systems. So keep in mind, you remember he went to his bank account one day and his $173,000 was gone. Government just took his money. How would you like that to happen to you? One day just took it. That means they could do whatever the hell they want. And are people standing up for him? Yeah, I mean, they might have gone and, you know, bought a t-shirt or donated some money to him. But are they really standing up to the government to say, hell no, you're not doing this to one of us, one of our fellow business owners, one of our fellow citizens? They're nothing. So we're letting it happen. We can't let it happen anymore. I mean, thankfully, Arizona, where I am, our douchebag of a Doug Ducey governor didn't lock things down as bad as like California, like that Nazi Newsom, Nazi Newsom, who still has things shut down, or Cuomo in New York. That place is still New York City is a disaster. It's a disaster, and you know, all this is unnecessary. Oh, I want to mention the flu things. Okay, remember I said, last year's flu season, 38 million. Then this year's flu season, which is complete because of how the calendar goes, 1,822. Manipulation of numbers, lies about numbers. It's all about columns. It's where you put the column. So that means you're missing all almost 38 million people getting the flu. The flu, they still got the flu. They just decided to call it the coronavirus. And it's the flu. It's the regular flu. But here's the thing, look at the numbers. When I went over this in episode 199, per the CDC's website on that day, which was Wednesday of last week, there was 31,076,891 cases of the COVID, which even if you combine the flu cases and say 38,000, let's just say 38,000 or 38 million rather is an average flu season, or even if it's a little high. So if you combine the 31 million, which are the cases they had, now keep in mind cases, they said you had a case, you didn't even have it, right? Because the numbers, the testing was manipulated. The testing was based on lies. So you would come back positive because literally when you have 40 cycles, when you're determining a test like that, 40 cycles, a goat, a kumquat, a piece of fruit like the I don't know if it was Zimbabwe or Tanzania or something. Oh, but you know, the leader who did the test and then told everybody to go pound sand because we're not participating in your political propaganda pandemic, who what, month and a half ago turns up dead. Okay, you know, people dying left and right that in positions because they talked out. Something's up. So of course, so let's just say So you got 31 million people that were diagnosed with a case. Doesn't mean that they ever got it. Doesn't mean that they ever had it, because we already know they played with the numbers and manipulated, said you had it, but you had no symptoms. Said it was, oh, we were asymptomatic. No such thing. No. So deadly, and you didn't have it. You didn't even know. And then but you pass it to 100 people. All of it's bullshit. All of it's bullshit. So if you take the 31 million, what time is it? 1:50. All right, I'm going to take it to almost 2, and then we're done. So if you take the 31 million cases that they had according to their website, a large portion of those didn't exist. So even if you take that and then you add the flu cases for 2020 to 2021, that's only 1,822. So you're still literally at 31,076,000, 77,000, say. But the regular flu season's 38 million. And this is the, okay, but keep in mind, this number, the cases that they're reporting, not only a large portion of them aren't cases, so you could take out a chunk. And then we know a bunch of them, all totally the flu anyway, right? But I'm just saying, let's pretend this is the number we're going off of, which is still, it is 9 million. 7 million. 7 million less than the regular flu season. That's what I'm saying. The number of people that had it, the fake number, is still 7 million less than the regular flu season of last year. Okay, see what I mean? The numbers, when you look at them, it makes this argument so ridiculous that there never was a pandemic. The numbers don't even support it. And we know a bunch of those numbers are not real, because it's not even close to 38. So you take out a whole bunch. And that's when they reclassified them as the flu. So let's just say, then God only knows what it was, like 4 people had it. You know what I mean? And then, of course, we know that they inflated the deaths, right? We inflated the deaths by 1,600% through the election. Oh, and by the way, this number of 31 million is part of the 2019 and 2020, and then part of the 2020-2021 season. So it's actually more than a year, according to those numbers. It's from when this thing started. So it's like, instead of 12 months, it's more like 15, 16, 17. So it's even higher time frame. So I'm saying, just look at the numbers. So stupid. And then 60 million people had SARS-CoV-1 when Obama was president. And nobody even knew about it. 60 million people actually had it. And that was without manipulating the numbers. So they actually really had it, because they didn't play with the flu versus that. So 60 million people had it. Not even half, less than half, got the fake COVID numbers. See what I mean? So you guys got to, you got to stop. You got to demand things are open. You got to open your business. You got to go back to normal. You got to get your schools open, get your kids back in school. And if we, the people, don't do it, then we're just, we the sheeple. All right. We're at 1:53. I want to go over this, this email that I just got from the state legislation. It was today. Oh, I was telling you, if you want to be on this list for the state legislation, I'm going to come up with the special newsletter sign-up account. And then I will forward these emails. I just got to figure out logistically what makes the most sense. So support HB 2190. This is for Arizona. This is for my Arizona piece. It's the Strike Everything Amendment. And what I thought was interesting is because Mr. Doug Ducey, our ridiculous governor, who is a compromised coward, who will not provide security for the Mayor Corruption County audit, even though you and I have already paid tax dollars to have these essential services, security. The whole point of government is to keep us safe, right? The whole point of government is to keep us safe, except nobody does that, but we're paying for it. So that is along the lines of taxation without representation, I believe we might need to do a little history lesson. Oh, and then keep in mind, Patriots Day was on Monday, which is the first day of the American Revolution. Battle of Lexington and Concord. This is the Revolution Week. Everybody needs to get on the revolution train, because this has gotten to the point where it is so ridiculous. It is so full of lies. that it's just anyone who's falling into it. I mean, you're just an ass at this point. I mean, I just got to be blunt about it. The information. Turn off the mainstream media. Turn off the social media when it comes to the news. They admitted it themselves that it's all propaganda. That's what CNN said. They said they were a propaganda machine, a propaganda network. They weren't a news network. And it's all based on lies and brainwashing and manipulation and agendas. But anyway, let me go back to this real quick. It's 1:55. I'm going to end at 2 o'clock. So the reason why Doug Ducey is in here, he has a recent executive order. And his recent executive order, it's about the vaccine passports. I'm going to get Naomi Wolf to come on here and talk about the vaccine passports, which is the worst thing on the planet, which literally will end all the liberty and all the freedoms that we have in this country. And it will become a communist Marxist country where you literally are tracked 24/7. You are silenced. You are shut down. It is that social credit system that the CCP uses. It's currently being implemented in Israel, and it is just a complete disaster. I would love an explanation why everyone hates Jews. Why is the world against the Jewish people? I would love to have a conversation about that and how we help with that. It's just insane. And the left of all people, there's a ton of Jewish politicians, but yet they do everything against and hate the Jews. And then, of course, there's a lot of Jewish people who still vote for Democrats. I don't understand that either. I don't understand why you support people that hate you. I don't understand why people are still buying products and services from companies that hate you. I mean, there's a necessary evil for certainly, like, I have to be on Apple Podcasts. If I could get away from Apple, great. They're censoring me anyway, so technically it's not like I'm even on the platform. But it's just part of the game here. You have to do that for a podcast, right? So, if you want to call me a hypocrite, I don't have to tell you. But I'm talking about supporting companies, like keeping your money in Bank of America or buying products and services from companies who's cancel and who hate us. All right, 1:57. Oh, my God, I got to go. So anyway, the executive order that Doug Ducey signed for the vaccine passport, it does not prevent businesses from attacking our freedom. So the businesses still have the ability to implement the vaccine passport, which is the whole plan where the government says, no, we're not going to do it, but they're having the corporations do it. They're having the businesses implement it because it's unconstitutional for the government to do it. So they're going to have their buddies over at Big Business take care of it. So, of course, Doug Ducey tries to look like he's a good governor, like some of the other ones, like DeSantis and Kristi Noem, but yet he falls flat on his face because he does stuff half-assed because he's trying to play both sides of the fence and he's talking out of both sides of his mouth and he wants to satisfy the people in Arizona, but then he also wants to take care of his corrupt friends and his other elected elites and his McCain people and all those, and the established Republicans, because he thinks he's going to run for higher office. He thinks he's going to be a senator. Oh, hell no, that's not going to happen. So Doug Ducey, our governor, did a half-assed executive order. So now this strike everything amendment, HB 2190, fixes the problem that he purposely did not complete. So, that's what I'm saying. They know what they're writing. They know what they're doing. It's not like, oh, we left it out. We forgot. You didn't forget. You know how many people go into writing a bill? Yeah. Oh, a shitload. A shitload of people and a shitload of people review it and a shitload of people go ahead and review it once again. Oh, we left it out. Like me, I was doing something with the intro. Let's just say, oh, I forgot I left that out. Yeah, I actually forgot I left it out. There's nobody, there's no team of lawyers and everything else double checking my work. They know. He did it on purpose. Both sides of his mouth. He's been like that ever since he got here. Unbelievable. So anyway, that I'll get in for more information. It's almost 2 o'clock. I'm gonna wrap it up. Time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mass call. Stop being Shawshank. Put on your common sense caps and try to leave them all day, and I want you to sleep in them. Special thank you to all of our partners, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Please go ahead and start using it as a resource. Everything you can imagine to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community, is there. We're going to get more specific on Friday, but make sure that you tune in on this Friday, 5 guest, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways, to change everything in your world. At 12 p.m. Mountain Time is a nooner with me. I think you're awake. Go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it. I know I talk. I know I ramble. Talk to you Friday.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.